You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Shavas Aveda, two Nukudas, and a Shavas Aveda, one Pshat and Pasik. So you look at Perkhov Beis, the din of a Shavas Aveda, Osiris Sharaf Achifa, Isaiah Nidofim Visalam Tamem, Ashav Tashivim Lachifa. So what does it mean? If you see your friend is acting like a behemoth, well, he's Nidofim, the Arachaim says so. From this parish is the mitzvah of Kiruv. If you want to know why, Mechet is Yavdi Mekar Eden, where does it say that? Hoshuv Tashim Lachichem Lekar Bachicha Lecho Leidata Asavtob Tarch Beisat. Bring him into the base medrash. There's state now Chaim HaKadosh. That's what we're going to learn out Shata. Vaya Imcha Dresh Achifah Oysa Vishivasa Lai. Fein Tassu Chamaya, Fein Tassu Mdoza. Vechein Tassu Lefol Avedis Achicha Asher Toivad. Mimenu, that's lost from him, any lost article. Umetzosa, you found it, lost something. There's a lav in an essay. You're able to lav if you're not, if you don't return the Veda, or we'll see, Ma'alamai, you walk by and you see something on the street, and you can assume it's a Jew's, let's say, in Farakwe, I imagine. And you walk by, and you know, let somebody else take care of it. You're able to lav. Are you able an essay? That's a machlokes rishonim, if you have to pick it up in order to be able to essay. Or even if you see it, you're able to essay. But once you do, once it's in your hands, it's also yode. Then there's a mitzvah to return it, and you become a mitzvah. Interesting style. Maimar Muzga. It's not clear if the mitzvah is. Nowadays, a lot of times you see, you find things, and it says a telephone number on it. You have to call up the guy, and you see it's a 310 number, California. What are you mechuyev to do exactly? So Bel says from the Chazanish that you're not mechuyev to bring it to his house. You're mechuyev to let him know. It's his problem how to get it to you. That's what the Belt says from the Chazanish. I mean, this form on Shavuos Aveda bring that. So that's a portion. There are according to Medayik concerning Gemara. It's not the subject, but just it's good to know. The Chazanish and Ramesh, somebody told me there's a Piskei Halacha or something. I'm not sure what he was employing from. Ramesh says the same thing. So basically, you have the Chazanish and Ramesh says, you're not mechuyev to go ahead. When I was at Eretz Yisrael once, Ashrei Zlavayis, so going back 24 years ago, so on the bus that we took, there was a sitter there, and it was in Toronto. So I mailed it to Toronto, came back, it's the wrong address. I've been trying to get the guy for years. What's my key with that? I don't know. But the most is to let him know about it. Then afterwards, just take care of himself. Okay. But first, we'll just go in pshat. What does it mean, Asher Toivad Memenda? What's Asher Toivad? Was lost or Asher Toivad will be lost? Technically, it's futuristic, right? Future, right? What's the pshat Asher Toivad Memenda Metzasai? What does it mean? Why is it Asher Toivad? Asher Nevad Memenda? What's the Lashon? What's the future Lashon? That's the question. Okay, so I find a friend of me asks such as that. And someone says, well, for say first what they say, then we'll could be more, well, maybe a little easier. Look at the Gemara in Bamitziah. Ramayim Shashayfin Uboin. He sees water is about to come and destroy his friend's property, right? But it's sandy, right? And he knows he could do something. To stop the water from coming, put sandbags, the chayes, whatever they do to stop water, right? You see some of the hareza goyder of neyim. I'm a rabbi lechol avedas achicha, lerabbis avedas karka. That's what the lechol avedas achicha. What does the lechol avedas achicha mean? What's the riboy to tell me even avedas karka? I mean, what's avedas karka? In other words, usually the pshat is that aved is a pshat, something that's lost. Karka can't be lost. It's there, right? But if you know, you see your friend, your neighbor, and he's moving the gate every day. He's about to move the gate. You know that every day you see him mentioning that gate a few inches. Or in America, it's usually anywhere you have in the Bureau of Statistics. But you see the guy doing that. And he's going to move over the property. So you are mechuyev to go ahead and tell your friend this guy's trying to, you know, take property from you or whatever. Go to the let's forget about going to the higher ups. But you tell them, right? Listen, what was it called? Oh, very good. So the Gemara is a shock of tie that's true, but that's not the way we pass it. So one of our friends wants a tie. That's very good. L'chshei tovad means it's not lost yet. It will be lost. You see. The Masechta, once you have this din, Avada goes on the same thing on the Gemara's case. What if you have a guy has sheaves in his, stacks of hay that he already cut, and it's not, it's metal, and water's about to come. So Avada, dear, what? Yeah, right. But I'm saying, though, let's say the guy's away, there's no telephone. You're right. And notify him, you have to notify. But I'm saying is, you must have to do something. So then, that's the pshat and the lashon, right? I should talk about not only, that's the remez, not only things that are lost, but things that will be lost. Okay? That's a nice point. But machayre would be depend upon, we said it before, machayre tshishayinim, in the sugim b'metziyah, whether the din is, because over here we're talking about the mitzvah of a shamas aveda, whether by karka there would be, it goes on this, whether there's a mitzvah essay to return, the mitzvah essay goes on this karka too. Why? Because since according to Samri Shainim, the mitzvah essay, right, the mitzvah essay of a shabbos only once it's asal yodah, it comes at the hand, which is obviously not shayach by karka. Karka is not something that's there. So when the Gemara says the chol aveda sakika, the rebar posik can't be legabi the essay, right? Can't be legabi the essay karka because there's no essay like karka. It's not boli yoda. It's just the is the lot. So you can't say that ashatoyvat goes on everything. That means like karka. It's mashren because by karka will be shaft only a lot. It will be good shot according to those rishayim that says the essay. So maybe we could say, would look at the following Rambam. Shichli, which is a Gemara, but the Rambam says a pasuk. So let's say you have an aveda, but it's the guy's fault that it's an aveda. Ma'abed b'mayinu l'das, a person is not careful the way he's supposed to be. Ketzad. Eliach parasu b'repes, she'ein lo delis, right? He put v'lo kosher v'holochloy, right? He knows that he leaves an animal there. There's no gate over there. There's no door. The door's open, and he didn't fight. So obviously the behemoth's going to walk out, right? The set. Or hishruch kisa b'shus harabim v'holochloy k'yor k'yitzaba, right? In the middle of, okay, maybe in square town, if you put it down the street, you can assume that you'll come back an hour later. But if a guy puts in the middle of streets of New York his wallet, you can assume that it's going to be gone. Doesn't matter if it's Rav Yidden. There's enough Miat Goyim that will not, by the way, according to law, the judge, you have to return an evader? Is that even a $10 bill? How are you supposed to do with a bill? No kidding. And I'm on steady just to test them. You mean test the dollar job? Really? Oh, amazing.
That's good. Let us bring it to worship. If they live out of the lane, they would not.
Yeah. They're not worried about it. Uncle, you're right? Okay. A kuponim. So, but the kuponim, if a guy stomp throws his wallet in the middle of the street, right? So the din is, Areza Ovid Mamoina Ledaite. But Afa Pisha also Larei Dabas Alitinlat. So you can't take it from salt. That's a different din, right? That's Nakuda, one day we'll talk about. Ema Zoka Kohasi. He's not Mukhuyev to be Matsan. Or it doesn't become yours, and it doesn't become necessarily Hefker. But Ema Zoka Kohasi. Shenema Ashatova Pratla Mahavid Ledaite. Rambam says a posse, which is not in the Gemara. Ashatova Pratla Mahavid Ledaite. In other words, according to the Rambam, it's very good, this pasuk. If it says, it's lost, the object is lost. What's the difference how it got lost? It got lost because it fell out of his pocket because of negligence, right? Because of negligence. It's lost. But if you say, Shatavan Memeno, means even though it's future, but it means is that it was lost from him, not that he made it lost. Then the pasuk is very meduic. I think that's a much easy way of learning it. This Rambam would be the reason why the Torah says. So that's one nekuda, and that's just I want to bring him shot. Okay. Next thing we'll talk about is a thing that's negay a lot of things together. Let's first see the Gemara. The sugya of Bava Kama is called Gezel Akum. Gezel Akum is a machlokes in the Gemara. If Gezel Akum is muta, Gezel Akum is also. A whole sugya in the Gemara Bava Kama, right? The Gemara, even the one who says it's Mashin Rashi, the one who says it's also, could be it's also because of Kil Hashem, that's Nikah, not because of Loi Sigzel. It doesn't matter right now. This Machloikus of Gezel Akum, can you walk over to an Akum and steal from him? And I talk about, of course, Al-Basli, which is Mutter, right? Or other ways, right? It's Mutter. But of course, for both, right? I once said I could be. I'm not sure if I'm right, but you know, I once went in a before I drove. Somebody was driving me from the mountains. I went and we wanted to get a drink. I put in a quarter. Then it cost for a cup of whatever salts of soda, and quarters just kept coming down. So what's the din? So the din is you can keep it, but it's Hashem says you should make a kiddush Hashem. So how much kiddush Hashem do you have to make? I gave him back a quarter, kept the other quarters. I'm not sure if that was the right thing to do. All right, you have to make a kiddush Hashem. But about the Chas V'Shalom and the Sfarim talk about it, that a lot of tzaras in Klal Yisrael. If you look at the Sfarim in Poland and that they write about, that a lot of the tzaras comes because Yidden used to take advantage of such things. They used to see drunk Akum and all kinds of things, and they used to mamish take away from them. But it's not a thing. I mean, again, Gezel Akum Lutta, Gezel Akum also, it's Zichah not recommended. There's Inyan on Kiddush Hashem, Inyan on Chil Hashem. It's not something that's all right. Big tzaras come from it. It's not a way of making money. Zichah not a way of making money. Okay, Akuponim, the Gemara has a whole shakel with Vitaya, and we come out of Avedis Akum is also. But there is a mandom of Avedis Akum, Gezel Akum is also, but Gezel, there is a mandom of Mutter. So look at this Gemara, which is really in Bar Metzia too, but Avedas Muter. So now let's say you find an Aveda of a Akum, right? You find an Aveda, right? You see in the street a rosary bead, right? And you know who's the boy. So it happened to me once on the east side. I was walking, I see somebody drop something, and I ran afterwards. And when I gave it to her, I noticed she was a nun, right? Right. So upon him, the thing is, Avedas Akum is mutter. Right, it's mutter. You don't have territory. The Gemara, however, there is an in Kiddush Hashem again. We shouldn't say that. In the Kiddush Hashem, and I'm sure you've heard quite the stories about Mary Zakat, the people who Mekayim did that, Kiddush Hashem. But just to know that you have to, when you make, if you do return, you have to make a Kiddush Hashem. You can't go ahead and return without making a Kiddush Hashem. The Gemara says, in fact, we'll just see the just a Gemara Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, we'll be reading in a few weeks from now. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, I'm Vavam Bidbeis, it's Mary Gemara and Rashi, unbelievable Rashi. The Gemara says, "Kolam amaksei avedasu lekusi." In Sanhedrin, goyas usually go kusi because Sanhedrin they knew that over there there's a lot about akum. So avedas kusi means akum. Amaksei avedas akum is over the posik. All of a kosu emelaman spoils that he enjoins. It brings together haroba esatzmei loyava shem sloyach loy. He puts together the rave, the one who satiated, the one of kosi ravoyo. Vetzmeya and the thirsty one. So what's the problem? So Rashi, like Abdanka says, Hishva b'chiber, he equated and he put together kulsi the akum, in other words, Lisrael, umarim ba'atzor shashrabas aveda einay chashuvala mitzvahs boirei. He's not doing because of mitzvah. Sha'af l'akum huwais again. Shalon etztavu aleya. In other words, if you're doing it because humanistically you feel bad, all right, there's nothing wrong about feeling the emotions. You might feel bad when you hear a guy lose his money, but if you're returning it because you feel bad, that's not the mitzvah. Or let's put it this way. No, if you're not going to make Kiddush Hashem, right, you find something and you just, you know, mail comes to you and you read and you see, obviously from the name, it's an akum. And you just send it back without him knowing you were here. Or in the old days, what used to be telephone booths, as we mentioned, right, sometimes the dime, a quarter used to come out. So if you put it back, you say, listen, I'm putting it back, you can't do that. Unless the person knows you're an Orthodox Jew, you have to make a Kiddush Hashem. So that's the Gemara talk about. But if I'm the Rosh, we shame them, and it's a lot of Shchorach, say you should make Kiddush Hashem. But if you're doing it for that purpose, but when you see from this pasuk, so Mary Dika Rashi, just a Musa there, we didn't do a Sfarzem today, this will be Yaitze with this. Yaitze, but Rabbi, only they kachavim, shesveim, they are satiated, they're sveya, v'chalt of a savat, right, they're satisfied. Ve'einan smeyin, they're not thirsty, l'yotzim to their creator. The Chaim Shmuel Levin used to say, in Yiddish we say, afartiger, a finished product. They feel like they're finished product. Smeya, zukneses yisrael, mei dekarashi, shit smeya, they're thirsty, ve'teiva, they have a taiva, liyiras yoitzra ulekayim mitzvahs. Where the garage that we're called smeya, we never feel like a finished product. They say if the kedushas levi, Yishus Yehudah says that makam shabal tshuva in tzadikim gemur yafeilu amit. Tzadikim gemur means a tzadik that feels he's gomor, he's a finished product. To feel you're a finished product, then you're not all gone. Bal tshuva feels he still has to go. A tzadik gomor means he feels it's about the sapos shtam the gemur, but the musa about this very good musa. But akoparim depth to din by vedas akum. So how do you know vedas akum is muta? Look at the gemur. Damar Abchama Barguya Marav. Minayila Veda Saknani, which again means aware, an akum, shihimu teres, that you'll have to keep it, shenema, lekol avedas afifa, lafifa tamakse, via tamakse leknani. The mitzvah of Shavas Aveda is only to return to a Yisrael, not to a knat. That's what we know. So,
it's Luba.
What? Yeah. We're talking about it belongs to, for a fact, it belongs to Akum. The Ema, Zok the Gemara, when do we say that you don't have to return it? Hani, Nili, Heish, for the loss of Yodek. He passes by, he sees an Akum perform wrap a wallet. He walks, right? And he walks by a wallet. Okay, so I don't have to return it. It's on my business. Abol Heish, for the loss of Yodek, Ema, Lahadra. Maybe once it's in his hands, he has to return it. Right? Amarvina Matsas Ladasli Yode Masha. That's what Hashem said. It could be the mitzvah starts once it's in your hands. Right? But Matsasa means Dasli Yode. The whole thing is Matsasa. So once it's in, even if it's in your hands, there's no mitzvah to return it to Nakam. So we see there is no mitzvah to return to Nakam. So Dachrainim, Primoiza, others, what Miyakawadi? The Primoiza, others ask, they quote a question. I don't know where this Meshu is. I'm ashamed of Meshu. I looked around for it, but I don't know. But they quote a kasha from the Pnei Yeshua. What's the kasha of Pnei Yeshua? Pnei Yeshua asks, according to the Manda Amar, that Gezel is Akum is Mutter, Gezel Akum is Mutter, why do you need a pasuk? Avedas Achicha L'Rabbis, L'Lamak, Avedas Akum, Madach, you could go into his house and steal it, take it. So if he lost it, Avada, you could take it. Why do you need a special pasuk to go ahead and tell you that Avedis Akum is Mutter, if you're allowed to steal from him? That's they quote from the Pnei Yeshua Zakasha. And the Sugis of Bamitsiya and in Baba Kam, I could not find such Pnei Yeshua in the new Paimoiz. There's no Ma'amokam. It could be Zakasha that's fed from the Pnei Yeshua waste. But that's Kasha, it's a Kasha. Whatever it is, it's a Kasha. Well, it's Kasha. Right? Why do I need a pasuk to tell me Avedis Akum is Mutter? If you all guess a lot of you're allowed to go see him. If you're allowed to go ahead and take it from him, why would you say you have to return? That's the kasha. Okay, totally. Yeah. Okay, what's good kasha? It's a good kasha. Even if not in the Pnei Yeshua, the Pnei Yeshua is a good kasha. Good kasha. That's the kasha. So first we'll say what the Prime, what the Bitzel says, and we'll be befapo lilana. Go ahead, Izzy.
What makes you think then,
what do you mean?
They returning someone else to Veda.
I'm not denying it, but how could, if you're mad at him, I'm allowed to go and take it from him. How could you say that? Now that he lost it, so I got to go ahead and return it. I mean, it doesn't make sense. You're right, but even if you're saying it, but Lamein Sif the Torah allowed me to take it, this is no worse than taking it. It's a prakat. It's lost.
What the mitzvah turn is on you, and we tackle that take from him. But you have it on mitzvah. So it's a base on a year that you have
it. So I would say that if you steal from an akum, so there's no mitzvah matter for you. You to make an aveda. Mali, what if a gnubble come in, take it, and they drop it, right? The police run after they drop it. That's an aveda, so did it. It doesn't make sense.
Maybe it's an assay.
What?
Maybe we came in assay to give me this little.
So we're asking the same. How come? So say there's an essay on
the six.
You mean, and if you all guess, Akum is Mutter? It's what do you mean Mutter? It's Mutter. I could just say it's Mutter if there's an essay to return it.
If
you're still, but you could, but you have to return it.
It's if you're a Varshi without offering me.
The what?
To the Varshi without offering that Aveda, they're stolen from him.
Well, like this is up there. It's a dad of one. Yeah, but it's still, what's the, they say once that the Rish Ganavim in Brisk, who came once, the Rish Ganavim, the Babusta Ganav, And he made a fast of that. So people didn't know that he did a fast of that. So Chaim says, I'll take care of you. He was the best. I do like new women. So it was very, so I guess, under the highest rung of the social ladder. And so Chaim called him in. He says, Abianko, he says, you're gone. I'm like, yeah, everybody heard that. You steal from he says, dummy, you steal from a yid, from a Akun, from a Rebbe. I don't make a difference. Tell me, do you work for Shabbos? He says, I've gone to work 7 days. He says, what if you see Trafus? He says, Trafus, like, good, I steal that too. He says, okay, would you feed that to people? What do you think? We're not going. We can switch. That's impossible. You know, if I did that, I wouldn't never do. Okay, but part of it doesn't make sense. Okay. So Bitzel says, let's look at this Mogen Avraham. And where did the Mogen Avraham? That quote the Urayim that the Fazoinish makes, Machzoinish doesn't understand it, but it's like staking the red. Let's take the following scenario. That's like, your whole Gezel Akum is Mut. Okay? So, you need an Esrik. Well, Mut. Let's say all it's Mut.
Yeah.
You go and you steal an Esrik from an Akum. Okay? What's the din? The Bilafan.
Where is it?
Oh, my piece of these are out of the smelty. You'll tell the tie the oil. It's the deal of the earth.
But don't decide yours.
Well, I was. Well, what's it to be? Which I never shouldn't have turned. But not the oil. It's not the oil. So I was still because there is no English to steal. And there. Some have still
raised it down at the shop.
What? You don't. No, but that's the pledge now. So look at the. At the Mugger, you quoted the whole Mugger of Rome. Well, it's just easier to put it down. Okay, fine, it's fine. So, because the long Mugger of Rome. Well, it's the last line. Next to the last line, which is a comma. He goes on. I forgot the comma, Gezel Akum also. Lomiku Mitzvah Bavera. Okay, Abba Besefi Yereim. Kossap. Dafkilu Lamanda Amar Gezel Akum Shari. Mekol Makum Lo Mikri Lachem. It's not called his. Yeah. That's the Magen Avraham. If I think of Magen Avraham, you're right. Yireim says that if the Torah told you you're allowed to steal, that means there's no issue to steal, but it belongs to the person. There's an issue called stealing. There's a din that something belongs to you. Chazanish says, it's very hard to imagine such a concept. If the Torah does, if there was be no issue of stealing, then something really doesn't belong to you. Because, you know, people are going to steal it. Not, but the Yireim says, Klar, this is interesting. And Shemitah is also, the Chazanish, also, the Shitas, I think it's also Yireim. The Yireim says that even though Shemitah is Mishamit Chaymix, right? But you still owe the money. It's just a mitzvah on the person not to collect, but you still owe the money. Because he says, again, if the terrorist says the person has no right, in other words, if the person comes and says you owe me money, he says, but it's Shemitah, right? So, and it's us the thing to collect from you, and he can't take it in. But you owe him money. That's the Reim himself also. Because again, if a lady says, what kind of concept is that? If you can't collect from him, the Torah says there's an issur to do it, how could it be that he owes? But a kapar, Reim owes. That's two different things, the issur and the mammonis. You still owe it. Right? You still own it, I'm sorry. You still owe it.
Can't we miss?
What?
Can't we?
I don't know. What?
If you do paying back after Shemitah.
I'm saying that you're. The pshat is you paid. You are taka mechuyab to pay. It's just that this and this, he has to be, not collect. Like upon, that's the Yireim's famous shita. You're not, it's not called lakha. Zokta bitzel, that therefore, that's the finish of Vedas Akum. You're walking the streets of California in a place where mostly Akum live, let's say, and there's lemon, esrog trees there, and Essex Falls, it's a Vedas Akum. Now you want to take it. So it's Gezel Akum, but according to Lechem. Hola, Vedas Lechicha. So Zokhan, that the Pshat is, it belongs to you. That's the Kiddush of Vedas Akum. The Vedas Akum, that's a bit too close. But the Vedas says that the whole Vedas Akum is Marbe, that the according to Iran, not only is in Mutta, but it belongs to you.
But the Iran is in the Kohen, Lechicha, Lechicha, the Mutta.
By Gezel, it says, not by Gezel.
And then, I mean, what after you have the drugs, that it comes.
What do you mean? If it's what? It's no. It's called an Aveda. What second? What you're saying is, oh, that's a good. I know it's Rocky's problem. Is this what? Once it's gone, well, so let's say Taka, the Akum knows about it. It's Akul and Aveda, and you live in Eretz Yisrael. What? That, yeah, but it's Lemais, it is. That's not really called an Aveda yet. It's not. You're holding it. You're holding it. Forget.
You're holding it.
Yeah, but it's not Nebat. You who? It's not called Nebat. But as in you're holding something that belongs there. But Akupam, that's what the Bitzel wants us to. So let's take a look.
Would it ever be called Nebat? I mean, we have a. There's a mitzvah.
No, there's no mitzvah issue by this.
You are listening to benstorah.com.
No, Gzela is not called an Aved. Right. Okay. It could be you, sure. I mean, that could be your pastor. It could be if you don't. I see. As you will, whatever your issues, yeah. Okay, so let's. Yeah, that's a problem. You're right. I mean, we're going with the array. So she puts you out. Because then just doesn't understand the concept. But that's the Mugger November is all up. Okay. The next thing I brought the Shulchan off because it's just easier than going through Elgamara. We'll just first say the basic halachas. The din is like this. Avodah Zarah, the din is that if you're in Sukkot, it's negay over there, you can be mevatel Avodah Zarah. Now, if you have an Avodah Zarah, right? So it's also bana, but the goy could be mevatel, the akum could be mevatel. In other words, Gemara says, rock b'fenei, spits, hishbin b'fenei, he defaces it, he does something, mevuzet it, if it's not, so he's mevatel da avoy de zar. Right? You can be mevatel avoy de zar. That's him. Carbon, you can't. But avoy de zar itself, you can make ois avoy de zar. If you have an avoy de zar, it become a nice avoy de zar, right? If you have takravis not. If the human hair that they give to the getchkas, that you can't. That's takravis. But the avoy de zar itself, they bow down to some getchkas made out of gold. So, and the guy, and now the so now the guy is mevatlit, he's rotted from there, shos, ishtu from there. You can now take the gold and do whatever you want with it. That's all right. Maybe it's most useful mitzvahs for sure. You say, but it's muta. Oh, akum shul Yisrael, you can't be vatal. That's why asher. If you learn asher shul Moshe, those type of things, one is muta, one is not. Why? Because if it's asher. That's a Yisrael bar down it. It never has a bishul. It's like a shera that Akum bar down it has. Oh, so Gemara says like this. Let's see. You're walking the street and you see a lost getchka, right? So now, if you'll pick it up, right, and be coin it, right, you find a hefka. Let's even make just a bit simpler. It's hefka. You find somebody, you know, whatever, hefka to go upside. The Akum was nifta, he left no yarshi, whatever it is, it's hefka. So if you'll pick it up, what's the problem? It'll become a void desarshi. No, but I forgot to mention it. A void desarshi Yisrael doesn't have to be that the Yisrael bowed down to. It has to be owned by the Yisrael. It doesn't have to be that the Yisrael was the one that did a void desarshi. It's owned by Yisrael. So therefore, if he picks it up and he went ahead and maybe it is, it has no bitloid lamas. That's it. So you'd say, okay, so what should you do? So if you see an Aved or a Aved Nazara, Gemara says, well, you should get a Akum come and punch the Aved Nazara in the face. He mashed it from there. To, you know, do something. To, so Gemara says, ain't a fanami, but they made it Zera. Right? They made it Zera. All right? Why? Let's take a look. So this is to Gemara. So the girl said, Hilchasuk, Hilchas, Lulav, it's born Lalacha. Okay, look at the Allah. Avodas kachavim shal akum shibit loy b'kham mutarz. Aval Yisrael ein yochel v'al avodas kachavim shir. I don't know if that's the Allah that Yisrael can't be mevatlit. V'kol shkei shul Yisrael shein lo bitlo lamis. Okay, that's one Allah. That's the one. Then, sif beis. Afilu, again, it's a Gemara, but just it's easier to do it shulchan al. Afilu avodas kachavim shul avodas kachavim Mishibos liyad Yisrael v'zachah b'ashuv ein lo bit. Right? It has no bitl. Right? Now, the Gemara says, really, it's later on Lacha, that they made a gzeira that even if you try to be mevat, even if you mevatl it, right, that it has no bitl midor bonim because he might be mevatl a little shol Yisrael. That's exact. So look at this shach, which calling a bach, which is more concise in the shach. Vabach kosat.
The Yid wasn't zaychi in it. Now, let's first skip the words. Let's skip the words out. After the words gzeila. Afal gav de medina averes kacham shel akum hu. Let's say he wasn't zaychi. The Yid wasn't zaychi in it. And it has bitl midorban and ain't lo bitl gzeira mishum alil shisol atzma. Okay, that's the gzeira. Fine. Which is a gemara. But what's the scenario? So, part of the scenario is the Yid didn't pick it up yet. He just sees it about his own, and he tells, look, I didn't even bother. Look at the Ba'ath slush. The Ba'ath cost a few little zakaba. Kugoin, the Matsoy, you know, kind of lefnei yish. You found it before yish. In other words, it's an Aveda, right? Or God, or he stole it. In other words, he went ahead, Matsoy lefnei yish. What does it mean, Matsoy lefnei yish? The guy lost it. He was not miyayish in it. Now, what's the difference? Avedis akum is muteris. But now, if you pick it up, what would be the din? L'chor the din would be, it becomes avedis arshu yisrael. Zok the bach, it's not. Why? Doesn't say it. It just says. It's just the lotion of the bach. What? Zok the divrei mishpat. The divrei mishpat was an interesting, if you just good to know, there's a sefer called Imre Bina, right, whose father was a Shar Mishpat, whose father was the Divrei Mishpat. And all of them were, his father was the Divrei Mishpat, and his father was the Divrei fan, not the sons of Rav. In fact, Zundel Berman's Zayizun, the one who originally owned the source, those remember him selling, I don't know if any guy's old enough to remember him selling on the cars, remember? But so he told me one time in Lakewood, the Baron asked somebody for a Divrei Chaim. So the person says, oh, Divrei Chaim Orbach, the Orbach Divrei Chaim, we love Fukir Sanz. He says, no, I mean the Divrei Chaim. He says, that's the Divrei Chaim. By him, he says, that was the Divrei Chaim. He says, well, that was the Divrei Chaim. You know, but so those three, they're all names of Orbach. They were the big Rabbonim. They were Shlomo Zalman's great great grandfathers. Murdered like three generations of Dele Adar. So Divrei Mishpat says, what do you see from this Bach? It says, you see from this Bach, like Yekiva just said, that Avedis Akum, even though it's with terrorists, it doesn't belong to you. It means this, you're allowed to use it. In fact, he says, if somebody will come and want to use it, he's also allowed to use it. There's no mitzvah, but it's a God. It belongs to a God. That's all it is. Now you want to use it? Because the only reason he can't use it is because of what? Is because it belongs to somebody, but a baker cycle with Mutaris. What's Mutaris? Mutaris means you're allowed to use it. You're not a Baal Bas more than anyone else. That's what the Divrei Mishpat says. And once he learns that the pshat in the Bath is, and that's how the Baal learns pshat in this Bath. The Baal learns that the pshat in Avedis Akum is not that the Avedis Akum Mutaris, it's yours, it's Mutaris, it's not Mitzvah. It's something that you're allowed to use. You're allowed to use it. There's no din of a Shavas Aveda.
You know, the Shema here, what if he takes it and dust?
That's a Gezel already. That's different. But that's Gezel. But let's talk about as far as what it is. Or is the fact that the Bach, or the Bach doesn't speak it out, it just says, Kagoin Shem Matzal Lifnei Yish. What's the difference? What does Lifnei Yish mean? It means it still belongs to Akum. It's not yours. You can't be koyed. That's how the Mishra learns in it. And the male, all kinds of big chedushim come out of this Bach, that the way the different Mishra Bach, and the Fry learns this chant, and then also that the Bach holds that Avedis Akum is muta but not yours. Well, it's not like Rabitz will say. Obviously, he's saying like Rabitz. No, because not yours. What? The blind is an Avedis, yeah, but no, you're not saying you can tell a guy, listen, it's muta if you need to use it. And I want to make the money. You're making a deal. We're not selling it because if you want to charge money to go on the Brooklyn Bridge, nobody's going to stop you, right? I think. You judge? Yeah, they're enforcing that now. Okay, fine. But I could punish him.
So what I'm saying, so the guy's $100 will be on the end deals.
The what?
The guy's $100.
Well, that has no simon. Talk about lefnei. If so, it's something that's lefnei yich. You know, it's like, yeah, I'm a chanami. Well, you could use it. I mean, you can't. You can't. No, you could. There's nothing wrong with it. You can use it. If a guy will give you food for it and he uses the donkey, why not? He wants it. He made a profit too. He's willing to give you for it. What? That could be. You can't give a kashrish. It could be. Right. That depends on the shayla. If you have to give her something, it could be you're giving her something. So it's not yours. That's a shayla of Mishmot. Have to be your capacity, yours. Yeah, it sounds like the Iran in Aveda too. That's where you see, which is not like a bit. So we'll see soon if that's necessarily true. No, it's not like the bat. Now, Lemaisa is in American Kavar Tov, Pine Shulev, it's a deek in a Rashi. To we'll see, that seems to say the Bach Svara, at least, or this Svara that they learned in the Bach. What is it? It's a Mishnah. A Mishnah in Machshirin, right? Famous, the end of the first parak in Ksubas, the whole Mishnah about you fly the Tinnik in the streets. You don't know if he's an Akum, you don't know if he's a Yid, if it's Rav or not Rav, you know, and so there's all kinds of lofas here. Interesting, the Rash Rishan says that if it says in the Mishnah, Mechzal Mech, a certain Dinim, Rash Rishan says you can't learn Torah with it because he might be an Akum, so you can't learn Torah with this tit, right? So don't adopt him. But Akupon, unless you make him a get. But Akupon, it says like this. So it says certain halachas. It says certain halachas if it's Rav, certain halachas if it's Miyat, Akum, and so forth, and Mefzal Mefzal. So it says, let me just find the Mishnah. So it says, Im Rav Yisrael Yisrael. If it's Rav Yisrael, he's Yisrael. There's a Yisrael. Right? So Gemara says, Lamai Hilchasa. What is it telling you? Rav Yisrael is Yisrael. I'm a Rav, Lahasul Aveda. Right? It says Mechfal Mechfal Yisrael and Imrev Yisrael Yisrael. So what's the Imrev Yisrael Yisrael? To give him an Aveda. You turn an Aveda. It's Rev Yisrael. You have this kid. You found, you don't know if he's Jewish or not Jewish. And Rev of the town is Jewish. And this kid lost an Aveda. You have to return an Aveda to him. Why? Because you assume he's Jew.
That's what it says.
So the Gemara asked the next part of Gemara, what's Mechfal Mechfal Yisrael? Right? So that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara comes out, the Nizok, and Gemara says, Eichetins. Okay. The Gemara says, and it's like this, Nizok means that let's say his animal, God, Akum's animal, he doesn't have to pay because it says, maybe I'm a Yisrael and I don't have to pay for Nizok. Because then is your potter if you're Mazik and Akum. It's also a different dit. Okay? Marshall, again, if you're driving the street and you scratch somebody's car, and you know it's an Akum, what's the deal? What do you have to do, by the way? Going to go leave a note. Right. So, Mitzad Adin, if you know it's an Akum, you're not mechuyev to do that. Nowadays, I would say that's dangerous. People see, people play that. So, it's not recommended. But that's the actual bit. Right? You're not mechuyev. It's a yin. You're mechuyev. That, a lot of people think they don't have to do. As long as nobody saw you, you're part, that's not true. And you're fired, even if they didn't see it. Okay, so it says, Mechfa Metzisrol, Amai Ulfas. Zog Brashi, Lahatsul Aveda Lamatrab. It can't mean to return an Aveda by Metzisrol. Why? In Cain, Lamai Ulfas, Apogim Radadi. Because then, why don't say Registrol, Lahatsul Aveda, and Mechfa Metz? It's the same thing. Why do you have to say two bubbles? If you have to return them by Mechfa Metz, somebody have to learn returning Registrol. So Rashi said a Hamamina that if it's Mechfa Metz, you have to return the Aveda to the guy, to this Sophic. In fact, Rabbi Chaim, why? I'm waiting for Chaber Valeri. He might be a guy. He might be an Aku. Why would you think you have to return it then? If he's right, okay, to return it. What's the happen to me? Rashi says, don't tell me it's to return him in a Aveda. Why? Because
it's out of this very.
Yeah, but not with the Sophic Mammon. So, go ahead. Oh, according to the Bach. Oh, very good. Because by when it's a Sophic, when do you say it's a Sophic moment? When do you say it's a Sophic moment? When the Shiloh is, does it belong to me? Does it belong to you? But over here, what do we know? A Bach belongs to the guy because of the Bach. Ella, what's the Shiloh? Do I have a mitzvah? Is he Yisrael? Do I have a mitzvah? Or is he an Atom that I'm not a mitzvah? It's a Sophic. No Sophic. The Raisa Lakuma. Sophic moment Lakuma means I'm not sure if I owe you money. I might owe you money, or it might be my money. But if it's your money, and the shaila is there a mitzvah for me to return it? That's not called Sufik Mammon. That's called Sufik Issa or not. Nobody in the right mind is going to say, I'm not sure if I took an acid, so I'm going to still pick another one, and it's going to cost me money. So what? You got to spend money for a Sopik mitzvah too. It's a Sopik mitzvah, so you got to give up your money. It's a Sopik mitzvah. The Torah says, because it's not your money, you got to do it. So you see from Rashi, such a havamina. That's what Pav Shulevit says. However, once we know it's not going, the din of lots of bait is only Rebbe Yisrael, that means you're telling by Metzah, Metzah, the din is, you don't have to return it. It's only a havamina of Rashi. But once you said the only time you have to turn is right, why taka don't you have to return by Metzah, Metzah? According to the Bach, you should return it. According to the Bach, you should return it. The answer is that Rashi must hold map like the way to explain the Bach. There's other rayas too, it doesn't allow, the time doesn't allow. But so there's a sefer, Yad Eliyahu, Rebellion Regoli. It was a big Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozh. I think we mentioned him a few weeks ago. He taines, he's a Meridika tainan, that the way the Velt learns, it's a tshuva to the Divrei Mishpat. In the, you see that he writes a letter to the Divrei Mishpat, it could be before the sefer was even printed. He says, he told me that this is a pshat in the back, I disagree with you. If the Bach tell, like you're saying, Akiva, that the deal is that Avedis Akud is Mutter, but it's not yours, why of all places did the Bach decide to be Mekadish this Derif Agav in Hilchis Avedis Zara? Shouldn't the Bach told us this in Hilchis Avedis Metzia? He doesn't even say it to Bach. He just said, if you picked up this Avedis Zara before year, what do you mean before year? Meaning it's not yours. Oh, what are you seeking this back? That if Avedis Akum doesn't belong to you. If that's what the back held, he should have said, Hilchus Avedis. Like clear cut din. He's no din of yours by Avedis Akum. In Hilchus Avedis Zara Dash Agam, he has to say it's a very good thing. Says the Rebellion Regolor, the back never meant this, you say. It's not true. The back meant, it could be, it's an avenue. You've seen Rashi, it's a genre. But I must know why. He says, because let's understand the Gemara itself. What's the din if I see Arla in the streets? Arla is also Banna. And I pick it up. What's the din? Right? What's the din? No din. But so you pick it up. What? It's Arla. Nothing. Does it become yours? No. Why? No. And therefore, your son, there's no kinyat in Isuria Anna. So I want to ask you a question. Rambam says in Ilchus Pesach that you're not loika on Bali Rock because it's a lav she'ein by ma'isa, unless you do a ma'isa. Rambam gives two examples. How? You take water, you put it into flour, so you do a ma'isa, it becomes chametz. You do a ma'isa. Or you purchase chametz on Pesach. You purchase chametz on Pesach. If you purchase chametz on Pesach, then you're loika Bali Rock. Because did a ma'isa to be to that for freedom, how will you quite it? It's also by not. We can't be quite an Arla. We learned that it's not yours, but it's not possible putting it to your shoes. Where is the robin? And that's if it belonged to you. But how do you, don't see from that Gemara if you purchased it? That you're right, if it belonged to you originally. Right. And that'll be good. That's what Pesach is saying. But that's only for belonging to you. But how do you know that you can make it yours? So Rav Samad says, what's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah? You're walking in the streets, you see an Avodah Zarah, and you pick it up, it becomes Avodah Zarah. So how did it become yours? The Ran's question. The Ran says, because Avodah Zarah, you can be Mevatel Avodah Zarah. So since it could become Ois Avodah Zarah, it is a heter, you can make it yours. You'll ask me, the threat says, once you pick it up, it can't have bittle. But since it's something that's shaykh the bittle, it's shaykh to pick it up. It's shaykh to purchase. That's what the Ran says. And said that's a shaykh peasant. Zop the rebellion with Golo. He said the Bach only meant like this. If it's after Yish, the guy was mafkir to it. Now you want to pick it up. Since Lamaisa, he could be you're picking it up, you're doing it a kinyan. Therefore, a kinyan makes it yours, you can't be mevatel. But before years, even though on a regular chepitz, it becomes yours. But since it's a avodah zarah, and this is not called a kinyan yet, in other words, picking up before years, something that really belongs to him, you can't have a kinyan on it because it's a avodah zarah. The Barf never meant to say you can't pick it up, because you can't be yours because avodah zarah belongs to it. He means an avodah zarah can't become yours. That's what the Barf said in Daf Gedolah has avodah zarah. Is the man with the back? We don't have such a shita. We have a hamri like the Rapanchu Levis points and the Tyson Rashing Subis. But over here, all the Bach meant to say was something that you can't really be coined at because it's of a desire. And the whole idea to be coined is because when you coin it, right, it could have been before when you could be coined. But over here, it's not true. It's something that you can't really be coined at because it's also about now. So since you're doing something which is not a kinyan because it belongs to God, the Torah didn't put into your rishus to make a kinyan on it. Something that the Torah says, if a guy lost it, we'll let you keep it. But we're not going to let you keep it for Sabana. But if it's us, if it doesn't belong to God, what can we do? You're picking it up. It's yours. That's what the Baf is talking about. Then we have, the Baf is not a general din like the Aquarium understood it. That's what he's saying. It's Davka by Dazar. You just end up with a Prime Moses doubt. A Prime Moses says on this kasha like this. He says, I hate to think so.
I'm very loved by, I think this did it, the close to the, I mean, he could take it up. I would love to get that. I mean, but let's say the dice don't belong. He says, can I have that? I'm allowed to use it.
No, it's yours. You're old, not in the Mastana. Mastana, yeah, you has no right to do. That's it. Yours. It's yours because what it would have been, it's not for the judge yet. Right, what would be the difference if you find something in the street? You could keep it. For that. And I can say at the beginning of our Mitzvah that if not for the Torah's din of Hoshet Toshivim, right, somebody once came to Chabin Rav, a kid once came to Chabin Rav, and he asked him like this. He asked him, why does it say Eilu Mitzvah Sheim Sholoi? Be'eilu Mitzvah Sheim Sholoi. You talk about the Mitzvah of Hashem's Zaveit, and the first thing you say is Eilu Mitzvah Sheim Sholoi. Start off Eilu Mitzvah Sheim Sholoi. What if I'm the Mitzvah of the Shabbos Aveh? Why don't you start all? Jamina Rav said, I learned Eilam Mitzvahs hundreds of times, and I never thought of this kasha at all. It was a fade angle. This is a wolf like a pshat. It's a good kasha. The pshat is because the Mishnah is telling us, the Yisoyed is Eilam Mitzvahs Shem Shaloi. Mitzvahs belong to you. That's what you know. Those that have a Mitzvah, Eilam Shaloi. Mitzvahs really belong to you. That's the club. But Eilam Mitzvahs Shem Shaloi. The Mishnah is telling us, if you lose something contrary to what Havdalah of Abdos, what American law says, it belongs to you. In other words, the pshat is, by the way, the Torah said the mitzvahs. But if it doesn't fall into the category of mitzvahs, he lost it. I'm sorry, he was miyayish and so on, but then it's yours. And it's Yisham Shema. But that's the cut. But then just say what Prime Moses says. Prime Moses says, I hate the tens of psa. And just sad, he says that it's a, let's say the Akum lost, and then he's Megayer. He's Megayer. Plus, there's Megayer, he became a get. So what's it been?
Once Megayer is a ship, is that guy? I always see that.
Oh, Nala. He's like Megayer.
Cotton Shemayla, I mean, not the Nasa Efka.
What?
She wasn't Megayer.
No, it wasn't that Megayer.
Why should it be misfitted?
Huh? So is there a mitzvah? Oh, so as far as Gezalakim, what's it been? Zahasar, is it Yit? Belongs to it. It wasn't Miyash, but as far as a Veda, the Prime Minister says you go according to when he lost. If he lost it as a din of a Veda Sakur. When he lost it as an Akum, that means there's no mitzvah. It can't be, in other words, the key of a mitzvah can't become because of what he did. It has to be that Veda's Machayev the mitzvah. So posh it, I don't know. What he's saying is you go according to the first side, that's what he's learning. Or one could argue and say, no, that it became a year. It's a new mitzvah of Veda, but he's learning, no. Once it becomes a there's no mitzvah on it. It came up with something to have a mitzvah on it. It's like saying a guy's miyash, then he's not miyash. He's miyash. Once he's miyash, so it's to go ahead, even if you say he still belongs to it, we can't retract that. But that's what his answer is. His answer is that mitzad gezel akum net mutter is no issa, right? Mitzad of it would be no issa, right? In other words, if you hold gezel akum is mutter, right? So it's also because it gezel akum. Mitzadidin of Aveda, it tells you that there's no mitzvah of Aveda.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.